706, we have cloudy skies here in Atlantic and 66 degrees. A flash flood remains in effect until 10 a.m. today for Cass, Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, Harrison, Shelby, and Pottawatomie counties. We look for isolated showers and thunderstorms, a high around 79. The news is brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa news, a woman from Nebraska was arrested Tuesday afternoon following a pursuit in Fremont County. According to the Sheriff's Department, 25-year-old Jessica Ann Hall of Omaha faces charges that include possession of stolen property, felony eluding, and several traffic violations. She was being held in the Fremont County Jail on bond in excess of $10,000. Charges are also pending in Nebraska. Authorities say the Fremont County Sheriff's Office was informed a 2008 white Dodge pickup truck had been stolen from the Fairway parking lot in Nebraska City, Nebraska. A deputy observed the vehicle traveling north on Interstate 29, and when he pulled up behind the pickup, the vehicle sped up. The deputy activated his emergency lights and sirens in an attempt to get the driver, later identified as Hall, to stop. Instead, the pickup increased to speeds in excess of 100 miles per hour. Both the pickup and the deputy's cruiser left the interstate at the Bartlett exit and headed east on Waubonsie Avenue toward Tabor. About a mile or half mile west of town, stop sticks were deployed by Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup. The pickup ran over the stop sticks, which punctured both front tires of the vehicle. The pursuit continued through Tabor and finally ended about a mile east of town when both front tires on the pickup went flat, making it undrivable. Hall pulled over and was subsequently taken into custody without further incident. A 53-year-old Western Iowa man has been in prison for stealing dozens of brass vases from an eastern Nebraska cemetery. The Fremont, Nebraska Tribune says Gary Hostetter of Carter Lake on Monday was given 20 to 60 months in jail. He pleaded no contest to a theft charge. Dodge County, Nebraska attorney Oliver Glass has said Hostetter admitted taking 45 vases from the Memorial Cemetery in Fremont earlier this year. Jail records say Hostetter remained in custody as of Tuesday. Police in Red Oak report a local man was arrested Tuesday evening on assault and other charges. 39-year-old Gary Matthew Steffens of Red Oak was arrested at around 5:35 p.m. on charges of domestic abuse, assault, and interference with official acts. The Adams County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Red Oak man was arrested Monday evening. 35-year-old Joseph Smith was charged with driving while revoked, failure to file SR-22, having no insurance and no registration. His arrest was the result of a traffic stop that took place around 7:50 p.m. Monday. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers says 25-year-old Jason Lee Myers of Clarinda was arrested at around 6:40 p.m. Monday after police responded to a disturbance at the Celebrity Inn on South 16th Street in Clarinda. Myers was arrested for felony damage to a motor vehicle, simple assault, and possession of a controlled substance that was believed to be marijuana. Police say Myers allegedly intentionally damaged a 2013 Nissan Sentra owned by an acquaintance, and that Myers allegedly assaulted the owner of the Celebrity Inn following a verbal disagreement. Myers was taken into custody and booked into the Page County Jail and held on $5,000 bond, pending an initial appearance before the Page County Magistrate Court. A Pottawatomie County man was arrested Tuesday morning on a charge of driving while barred. 27-year-old Corey Michael Ware of Council Bluffs was arrested following a traffic stop at around 9:50 a.m. in Red Oak, where was brought to Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,000 bond. And authorities in Western Iowa are warning residents about a scam during which a person calls and identifies himself as being an attorney or sometimes a police officer from out of state. That person will tell you there is a warrant for your arrest, and this latest scam has the caller calling persons as place of employment, sounding legitimate and requesting information and or requesting the victim to call them back right away. The caller says the victim has a warrant and that officers will be sent to their place of employment to arrest them. Officials say it is a scam, and this type of activity seems to be an attempt to put pressure on employers to notify the victim, have that person call the scammer back, and hopefully have them take care of whatever fines they supposedly have. A major red flag is an offer to take credit card payment, or many times they'll instruct you to get prepaid money cards from Walmart or other retailers and contact them with numbers for payment. You should be wary of these types of scams. Inform the caller that you'll contact local law enforcement to verify their story. And if you're an employer, do not give out further information about the supposed victim. In our funeral announcements, Pearl Esteline Palmer, age 100, of Oakland and formerly of Carson, died Friday. Funeral services for Esteline Palmer will be this morning at 10:30 at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Ada Virginia Pierce, age 86, of Perry and formerly of Panora, died Sunday. Funeral services for Ada Pierce will be today at 10:30 at St. Cecilia's Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Helen Jensen, age 95, of Elkhorn, died August 18th. Funeral services for Helen Jensen will be tomorrow at 2:30 at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Daniel W. Chapman, age 15, of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Daniel Chapman will be Saturday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Nadine Kenkel, age 56, of Erling, died Monday in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Nadine Kenkel will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Lois Marie White, age 94, of Iowa City, died August 19th. Graveside services for Lois White will be Saturday at 3 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. The Lansing Funeral and Cremation Service of Iowa City has the arrangements. Vernon Robert King, age 78, of Adair, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. A memorial service for Vernon King will be on Monday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Auchenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair is assisting the family. Rita Hughes Burke, age 71, who's formerly of the Adair-Casey area, died Saturday in Denver, Colorado. Graveside services for Rita Burke will be held on September the 6th at 11:30 a.m. at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Cemetery in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Ivan Lee Lund, age 71, of Anita, died Tuesday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Funeral services for Ivan Lund are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.